latest team news from clubcall.com.
Here are the day's headlines for Manchester City, and Pep Guardiola could not contain his excitement after Raheem Sterling's last gasp winner continued Manchester City's record run. Kevin De Bruyne's deflected free kick was cancelled out by Oriol Romeu as Saints look set to become the first side in 100 days to deny swashbuckling City maximum points in the Premier League. But deep into stoppage time, Sterling bent home a stunning effort to secure a 2-1 victory, a club record 19th straight win in all competitions, and turn the Etihad Stadium wild as Guardiola jumped for joy. Well, Guardiola has said, "I think all the supporters create some special moments tonight in the last breath, in the last second. We enjoyed the situation, so you have to celebrate it. It was a good moment in the last minute. What happened in the locker room with all the staff, all the people, how happy they were. That's why our job makes sense, to enjoy this kind of situation." Moving on, and Fabian Delph's impressive form at left-back has convinced Pep Guardiola he still has a future at the Etihad. The Manchester City midfielder rejected moves to both Stoke and West Brom during the summer, with the player choosing to give his citizen's career one last throw of the dice. Delph has proved a revelation since Pep was forced to utilise his talents on the left side of his defence following a season-ending injury suffered to Frenchman Benjamin Mendy. The 28-year-old's form even saw him recalled to the England squad earlier this month by Three Lions boss Gareth Southgate before the Yorkshireman was forced to withdraw late on with a tight hamstring. Guardiola is scouting a new left-back ahead of the upcoming January window, although City insiders have insisted the former Aston Villa skipper will not fade back into the shadows, having become something of a peripheral figure in the squad before his lucky break this term. Delph has 2 years remaining on the £85,000 per week deal he signed when he quit Villa Park in controversial circumstances back in 2015, with big hints City will discuss an extension at the end of this season.